and sometimes get misled. These gay-hearted hunters, these guys dressed in red. Now you can find them all over, and you don't have to look far. In the stores or cafes or drinking at the bar, their talk is of hunting before going to bed. These gay-hearted hunters, these guys dressed in red. Now when the season is open, to the timber they go, all hoping and praying for a light fall of snow. For it makes good trekking, and it may bring them luck to go home successful with a very nice buck. But we all can't be lucky, for this we all know. Regardless of the weather, it may rain or may snow. But lucky or not, this is what I've heard said. They'll be back here next season, these guys dressed in red.
There we go, just like that, another edition of the Deer Hunters Roundup begins. The dog days of the roundup, the middle of the week. This is where the troubadours and everybody get tested.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
It is Wednesday. We are in the heart, I believe, day four.
Yeah, this should be day four.
Of 7 days of the Deer Hunters Roundup. Joel here. Gray is here. Special guest, Sausage from the FPH Country Club.
That's right.
How are we doing, Sausage? Good to see you.
Good to see you. Happy to be back.
Even brought us some from nice koozies in here. What's the story and all that?
Yeah, that's from our gravel grinder bike race down in, sponsored by Ken and Catawba Lions Club.
Okay.
Outside of Catawba. We have that each year, the third week of August.
Okay. We'll give you a more plug on that.
Cool.
A little bit later. We got a while here. So your phone calls at 715-744-1006. You can email us, WCQM at civicmedia.us.
Pulling that up right now.
All right. Most of the photos that came in, we have already pulled off and are rotating in the upper right part of the screen. I think we've got close to 60. Somebody ratted you out, Sausage. Send us a photo of your, I was a buck during the bow season that you got.
Oh, that was a good rat out. Yeah,
yeah, I believe it was the Teeters that gave us that photo.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How nice, what was that you got there during the bow season?
Well, it was the biggest bow deer I ever got.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, pretty happy there. And first bow deer I ever shot while it was moving. So, yeah, right. Pretty happy with that one.
Yeah, very cool. How big was it?
A 7-pointer.
Nice, nice. Yep. All right, good to have everybody with on the YouTube channel. You can see myself and Gray and the elusive, Gray's going to lean over there a little bit. Maybe we should give him a little more love. There we go. All right. Okay, that's good. All right. You're younger.
Hide myself again. That's good. Yeah.
You're younger and a lot better looking than me, so you should be on there. Let's go right to the phone lines. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Rob from the Nelson Camp.
Always first up, Rob from the Nelson Camp. Hang on, I gotta get my sound effects up here. I'm a little bit late in getting everything up here. How are things in the Shawamigan Forest today there, Rob?
A little cold.
A little bit cold. Hang on, I got my applause finally. There we go. All right. Yeah, what do we have, a high of like 18 or 19 today out there?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, it wasn't very warm.
Yeah, yeah. It makes you want to fire up that roaster and get that turkey going right away, right?
Yep, yeah, we're going to get it all taken care of, get some stuff put together on it and put it in the roaster and get it ready to go for tomorrow morning. We got the stuffing made already, and Ricky made cranberries and green bean casserole today. So that's all ready to go in the oven, too.
So is the crowd for dinner tomorrow a little lighter with the temperatures being a little colder? Or do they still show up for you?
They'll still show up, but it's a little lighter anyway because some of the family are going to some of their extended family this year. So.
Okay. All right. Very good. But any deer out there? What do you got?
No deer. My brother Billy, your favorite thing there, saw a little biker yesterday.
But, this is a great line. I like that. Yeah, so he saw something. That's about it. Is your brother hanging out with you the whole time out there?
Yes, yep.
Okay. Yep. So when it gets to be nighttime in the middle of the Shawamigan Forest out there and it's nice and dark, what kind of noises do you hear in the middle of the Shawamigan Forest in the middle of the night?
Well, we've heard bobcats, screech owls, and barred owls, Haven't heard any wolves this year, you know. But
Sad. Did you say wolves? Did I hear you say wolves?
Yep. Right.
They're eating the dogs. Right. They're eating the pets.
No Sasquatches though out there?
No Sasquatches. I haven't even found any tracks.
Or could they just be disguising their voices as wolves, maybe, huh? Yeah, sleep well tonight, Rob. Sleep well. Yeah. Are you done this enough now out there, so you sleep pretty good at night probably, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yep. I sleep better here than I do at home.
But that first year or so, you must have had things running through the back of your mind, like, who's coming for me out here, right?
Yep, that first year, even my one niece, Autumn, we had her here, and we had some steak, and we had the T-bones left over, and I told her we were going to put them on the side of the tent so the wolves could come by her, and she got a little scared and scooted her cot over to her dad real close, so she was not close to the edge of the tent, you know?
Yeah, exactly. All right, Rob, well, I hope your Thanksgiving meal goes good tomorrow. We look forward to hearing from you again when we come back. Hey,
is it the Deer Hunters Roundup if we don't play You Are My Sunshine?
You are, oh, by Tiger Lily, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll play that coming out of our first break. How about that?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I've got that. In fact, I just was looking at that song before we went on the air here, so we will definitely throw that on there. I'm glad you brought that up.
Awesome. Hey, I want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody, too. And you guys always do an awesome job, and it's just nice to be out here, and hopefully everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving and enjoys everybody's family and friends and listens to stories and enjoys themselves.
All right, Rob. Appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours also out there. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
This is Merlin from the Nut Hut.
Boy, you get Rob from the Nelson Camp and the Nut Hut. Back to back, baby. This is a good night.
Pretty good.
This is a good night. Merlin, what's going on at the Nut Hut?
Same thing going on today again. Same time.
Okay.
No bucks, but I heard a lot of shooting towards the end of the night, so...
Okay, all right.
Hopefully they come around tomorrow, so.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there's different movement with the colder weather out there with the deer?
I think so.
Yeah.
So they got to get fattened up for this cold, so I think they move.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so do you have a name for your sausage? Had an idea here to ask people. He said that you said that a lot of people have names for their deer stands, right?
Absolutely.
Right, Sausage?
Yep.
Do you guys, Merlin, do you name your deer stand?
No, not really.
Okay.
The one by the hill or the one by the telephone pole or one down on the fence line.
So it's identifiable.
Yeah, it's a little less formal. I think that counts, though.
Yeah, it still counts. Yeah, exactly.
Those are names.
All right, Merlin. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
You guys also, and I love your show.
All right. We love you guys, so thank you so much. Our number is 715-744-1006. It's all about you, all about the phone calls. We are on 98Q Country in Park Falls. We are on 101.1 FM. WHSM in Hayward. We are on 105.5 WIRI in the Nakusa and Wisconsin Rapids area. And we are on the 98Q YouTube channel, which has had, I think, about 1,200 views already.
Yes. Yep. People want to see how silly we look, not just how silly we sound.
Now we got Sausage in here. It may blow up. They might not be able to handle it here, Sausage.
It's possible.
We're about to go viral,
especially when the ladies find out.
Oh yeah.
So you hunt in the FPH Country Club, which has been calling into the Roundup for, I don't know, a lot of years, right?
A lot. Yeah. A long time.
How long does the FPH name go back to? Do you know how far back that goes?
Oh, I think it goes back to the original shack out there in the big woods. So we're looking 20, 30, 38 years, somewhere in there.
All right. And who hunts with you out there, Sausage, at the FPH Country Club?
Oh, well, we got a whole crew that's out there, starting with Toner. We got the Cooking Bee. B-Nut, C-Nut, D-Nut, Trayvon Hughes is there, Johnny Applesleep, Turtle Jr., trying to think. I'm sure I'm missing somebody with all that.
I don't know how you could. It sounds like you could throw a shot, just throw a dart at the wall and hit a name.
Yeah. And then we had some visitors today with us helping do some deer drives from the whatchamacallit camp. So we had Brook Trout 27 and Beater came over. So that was all good right. to see them.
So what, I mean, it's all about tradition and getting together with people. A lot of times it's once a year that this happens. So what's the most people that you've had, do you think, at your play at the FPH Country Club at one time?
Oh, at one time, well, we used to be a little wilder back in the yeah. younger days, you know. So I'm sure we've had 30, 35 people at one
oh,
time.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But, you know, it's on average, I would say during the season, we're half a dozen okay. each night. Yeah.
All right. More of your calls on the Roundup from all around Wisconsin and the Northwoods. You are on the Roundup. Who's this?
This is Skidmark from Camp Hawkoff.
How are we doing, Skidmark? Whereabouts are you guys calling from?
Well, our camp's up by Park Falls, but I am back at home with cell service.
With cell service. Very good. Very good. All right. What happened out at your camp today there, Skidmark?
Pretty good success out there for the season. We had two little bucks and then a big doe. Yeah, so all around pretty good. Just good laughs, good hangouts.
Yeah, I saw a couple of numbers from the DNR that it's kind of hard to tell early on, but the registration seems to be pretty good. I think the deer kill is at a pretty good number, it seems like, Skidmark. But you're seeing quite a bit, huh?
Yeah, we had good fun out there. Yeah. Pretty much everyone got something.
Yeah, do you guys name your deer stand? Do you have a Old Bessie or little what? Any names for your deer stands?
Oh, well, we got the Coffee Shack and then Stavers Field, and then that's about it.
Okay, the coffee
just pop up lanes.
The coffee one interests me. Is that drive up, or do you gotta walk to it, or what is that? What is that?
It was originally made out of a bunch of used coffee bean bags.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Nice.
All right, very good. All right, Skidmark, we appreciate the update. Hope you and the crew have a great Thanksgiving tomorrow.
You as well. Bye.
Thank you very much. Everybody who calls goes in for all the drawings. If you email us. Gray has a few already to get to. These automatically get sliced up and put in the box also for the drawings, too.
You betcha. A lot of these were from earlier today. Some people kind of pre-emailing us, which we appreciate. Grandma Juju took Butterbean. This is from Grandma Juju and Papa Tom, by the way. Grandma Juju took Butterbean, 4-year-old grandson, to the tree stand today. Saw two does and nothing else. It was enough for Butterbean. He loves hunting and even made a drive. Shout out to FPH Country Club and Camp Smearstick. Let's see. Camp Bellyacres, dumper checking in. Nothing much to report on today. Still have one deer hanging, but we'll be back out tomorrow. Good news is we're eating good. Backstraps from Shotgun Alley's doe that have been marinating for days. Also, to all the hunters and listeners out there, have a safe and happy Thanksgiving.
And Dumper has a very appropriate photo on our 98Q photo portion of 98QCountry.com.
Awesome.
That's all I'll say. Just take a look at it. It's everything you would expect the moniker of Dumper to have in a photo.
And Greg, I'm just going to pretend. Greg from the Red Pine Lodge to Shannon Golden, squirrels and turkeys for them today. Quick shout out to my old friend BC at the Bullfrog Resort in Radisson.
All right. So you can email is the best way, WCQM@civicmedia.us. If you want to text it, that's fine too, through the Civic Media app. You can do that also. And the keyword for today, what was the keyword for today, Gray?
You know, I read it several times throughout the day, and the moment that 6 o'clock rolled around, I decided to let it fall out of my head.
Baiters, B-A-D-E-R-S, Texas Baiters, for your chance to win. It's like a $150 prize package, I think is what it is. We got Lena's in there and the 98Q Deer Hunters Roundup hoodie. Sausage, what do you think? I mean... we've almost got too big for our britches here. We got hoodies. We're networked. You know, we might get run out of the Northwoods if we take this any further, Sausage. I don't know.
I got to be honest. You're starting to sound a lot like a country club.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Exactly.
We're going to have to hire you in for consulting on making sure we fit the bill properly.
We may have to move our broadcast center out to the FPH Country Club.
Hey, we would take you in. We'd roll out that red carpet. We're saving up.
We're getting fancy. That's right. You are on the Roundup. Who is this?
This is Rocket from Camp Shoots a Lot.
Hey, Rocket, how we doing out there, Rocket?
Good, very good.
All right, where is Camp Shoots a Lot? Where are you guys?
We're in Catawba.
All right, give us some good news out there.
Well, we've seen some deer today. I seen 3 does and fawns. Cowboy seen 7 does and fawns. And Blue Shoes had a nice 6-point buck by him today, but he could not get a clean shot at it, so he let it walk.
Okay. Well, either you got it or you don't, right? I mean,
that's right.
You can't be
right.
Pot-shotting yep. it. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You got to make a good shot. It's very important, and that's very good.
Yep, exactly. All right, what are we doing for Thanksgiving tomorrow? Are we hunting or eating, or what are we doing out there?
We are going to eat at camp here. We're making a ham and potatoes and stuffing and desserts, and we're going to end up probably having about 15 people out here.
Very good. You guys name your stand out there that you go out and sit in? Do you have names for those out there, Rocket?
Yeah, we got a couple names. One we call a North 40 stand. One is called the Corner stand. And then we got one on the River Edge stand we call. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all got names and some have plaques maybe too. I'm sure some of them all around the Northwoods.
That's exactly right. They all got memories. That's the most important.
That's right. All right, Rocket, we appreciate your call as always.
And you have a happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for the show.
Yep, you betcha. I spent the afternoon contemplating whether I was going to be spatchcocking tomorrow or not, and my wife informed me that I was going to be spatchcocking tomorrow.
An executive decision was made.
My son came home from college about 3:30 this afternoon, and I walked in where he had his video games set up, and my wife was in there, and I said to my wife, I said, "So the big question is," I said, "are we spatchcocking or not?" And my son looked at me and said, "Dad, I'm home now. You can't talk like that anymore." the process, you know what that is? We talked about it on the air today.
I got to say, it sounds like something that happens at some camps, but I don't.
What is, Gray, we explained it. You explain what it is.
It's basically butterflying a turkey. You take the backbone out of the bird by cutting it out with a scissors, and that lets you butterfly it and cook it, like, really fast, hour and a half, which the thought of cooking a turkey in an hour and a half, I thought, you got me nervous, like, already. Yeah. But it's apparently you can lay it open, and you can grill it, you can fry it, you can bake it, and I don't know if I believe in it yet.
We're going to do it. My wife informed me that we are going to do it tomorrow.
I guess I've spatchcocked a lot of chickens in my life.
Yeah.
Because that's what...
Yeah.
Play them out and grill them on the grill.
Yep. Well, you didn't know you were doing it.
Yeah.
If we see Joel gone for the next few days, we know what happened.
Yeah. I'm kind of happy because the whole process of slicing up the turkey as I get older is more and more dangerous with a sharp knife. And anytime there involves a sharp knife and leverage, that sometimes can end badly.
I'm thinking the spatchcocking is going to be more dangerous.
You think? My wife said that she's the one who's going to take the vertebrae out, take the core out, though. I guess I don't have to do that.
Huh. I'm picturing your first novel, Joel, The Pitfalls of Spatchcocking, a book written with one hand by Joel Karnick.
How I Lost the Ring Finger on My Left Hand.
Exactly. Chapter 2.
Voice to text.
How he missed all the other fingers and got just the ring finger on his left hand by Joel Karnick, former host of the Deer Hunters Roundup. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Blue Boomer from Bolton Camp.
From the Bolton Camp. And where is the Bolton Camp?
Phillips, Wisconsin.
In Phillips. All right. The Bolton Camp. And what do you got to say for yourself in Phillips?
I don't know. Lots of deer around here.
So did we catch you by surprise? Did you call us or did we call you?
I thought this was a one-way street.
How many people are hunting with you there at the Bolton Camp?
I think 5 or 6.
5 or 6? All right. Were you out hunting today?
Yep.
Did you see anything?
Yeah, I got a buck.
You got a buck. How big?
4-pointer.
4-pointer. All right. Nicely done.
Very nice.
See, that's how it works. Yeah, it's all right. Very good. Anybody else in your camp get a deer yet?
Not yet, but we've seen deer.
All right. So you're bragging, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. All
you
right.
Should be.
Sound like you may qualify for our youth drawing. Am I correct on that, sir?
Yep.
All right. We'll put you in for the youth drawing and the gun, courtesy of Nemeth Implement. Thank you for the update from the Bolton Camp. We appreciate it.
Yep.
All right. You bet. Just sound like he wasn't really... I think he got the wrong number.
No. I think he was waiting to place an order for food and got Joel Karnick instead. I think you were plan B there.
We may be one number away from somewhere. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Camp Longstrop.
Hey, Mr. Janicek, how are you?
What's all that about?
Are you still yelling at me? I heard you.
Yeah. What was that all about?
What was all about?
All that noise.
And that was the crowd cheering for you. You're a very popular caller to the roundup.
How do I sound on the new phone?
Oh, you sound fabulous. Fabulous. You got a new new cell phone or a new landline?
A new cell phone.
New cell phone. Look at you go, Mr. Janicek. All right, so what happened in the woods for Camp Longshot today?
Nothing.
A lot of nothing, huh? All right.
Yeah.
All right. You guys have a deer stand out there that you hunt in, or do you just kind of walk the woods?
Sit in a stand.
Okay. You got a name for your deer stand out there?
Yeah, the one that's above the ground and one that's on the ground.
There you go. How about that, Sausage?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
That's right.
So what happened in the first couple nights there that I didn't get that song on there?
Well, it got lost. We transitioned to new owners, and all the computers got thrown in the back room, and Bucky was in the back room, and I spent literally, I was up to like 3 or 4 in the morning. Drain that, well, maybe not quite that. But
he was in tears. I can assure you of that.
We got it off the computer and on the air, and we even had it on before we went on the air here. Did you hear that?
I heard it. Yeah. I heard it yesterday, and I heard it today, and thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm a very sensitive guy.
You got another song, I don't know what it's called, but it's that one in the back of the truck, the big rack in the back of the truck. Bigger and bigger and bigger, and it gets bigger and bigger.
Sounds like a good Friday night.
It starts out with a smaller deer, and then as they talk, the buck in the back of my truck with the big rack.
Oh, the deer hunting in Wisconsin, I think that was the one.
Yeah, yep. I think that's the one.
Yeah, we'll play. I think we played that the first night, but we can do that again. Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you. Thank you, and keep up the good work, and tell Camp Smear Stick hello from us.
All right. Will do. I'm just glad everybody stopped yelling at me because I'm a very sensitive host of the show. Joel here. We've got Gray. Austin has showed up. You see him and his orange in the back. We've got Sausage here from the FBH Country Club. And more of your calls on the roundup are just ahead.
Hunters, your Northwoods adventure starts at Oxbow Resort in Oxbow, Wisconsin. Just off Highway 70 west on Oxbow Drive, it's the perfect stop after a day in the woods. Known for its legendary Oxbow burger and iconic wood tick races, this hidden gem welcomes hunters and outdoor enthusiasts every day except Tuesday and Wednesday. Located right on the Snowmobile Trail, they're open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday and Sunday with extended hours until 10 p.m. during hunting week. Refuel, relax, and make Oxbow Resort your hunting headquarters for this season.
Bader Sports Center would like to welcome all hunters to Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods for the 2024 gun season. Bader's invites you to stop in for all hunting necessities. They have a great selection of scents and attractants from Purefection, Wildlife Research, and Gone Wild, as well as deer corn and apples. They've also got seasonings and rubs for the home chef from High Mountain and Hunt Chef. Bader's also has a Deer Hunter Widow sale during the gun season. Big savings on Stormy Cromer apparel, as well as ladies' lacrosse and Danner boots, shoes, and sandals. All this and more at Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Best wishes for a successful hunt. Check out the options at Up North Vacation Lodging. We offer homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. Whether you're here for the hunt or you visit year-round, we're glad you're here. Visit upnorthlodging.com.
Baroka's Wreaths 25th Annual Christmas Open House is coming up November 29th through December 1st. They've got swag, garland, kissing balls, crosses, candy canes, and special orders are welcome. Baroka's Wreaths, 3 miles east of Fifield on Highway 70. Look for the signs.
Hungry for a great hometown meal? Head to Jen's Butternut Cafe. Find a menu filled with delicious breakfast, tasty lunch and dinner choices, and awesome daily specials. Pork and Dumplings is on Wednesday, but they're open at 6 a.m. every day. Jen's Butternut Cafe on Highway 13 in Butternut.
Hunters, pride starts here at Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio. Owner Travis's expert team craft lifelike mounts for your prized harvest. From fish to big game to even exotic species, they bring your dreams to life with unmatched skill. Located on Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Ridge Runners on Main Street in downtown Butternut, Wisconsin wants to wish everyone a successful and safe deer season. They invite you in for their fresh farm-to-table smoked brisket, pulled pork, ribeye steak sandwiches, or try their half-pound Angus burger. All made with fresh, farm-to-table meat from Heritage Meats. Also now offering fresh cheese curds delivered weekly and homemade soup available daily. Open Thursday through Saturday, serving until 9 p.m. at Ridge Runners, Main Street, downtown Butternut, Wisconsin. Ridge Runners hopes to see everyone this opening weekend.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Does your vehicle need service and can't afford to miss the turkey pointer? Call Medford Motors Mobile Service. We come right to you and service all makes and models. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652.
Deer Hunters, set your sights on Shawamigan Home Furnishings, proud to be a title sponsor of the Deer Hunters Roundup. Check out their showrooms filled with a variety of furniture ready to go today. Mattresses with two-sided options, futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, and over 50 recliners in stock. Plus, Up North furniture, bedroom and dining sets, everything available without delay. Visit ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com or see them on Facebook. The hunt for furniture stops at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland.
Fuel your savings with Bush Hog and Nemoth Implement. Check out these deals on their 100 series single spindles. The single spindle 200, 300, 400, and 500 series as well. See selected flex wings, hay tools, and tillers. See the whole line of Bush Hog where quality meets affordability. If it doesn't say Bush Hog, it just won't cut it. See them at NemothImp.com, N-I-E-M-U-T-H, NemothImp.com, or go to their showroom just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Get it done right the first time with CNR Power Sports. Come see Carl in Park Falls where Ash Street meets the Tuscobia Trail when your boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or even lawnmowers, snowblowers, chainsaws, and all other small engines won't start or run right. From light tune-up to full teardown and engine rebuild, Carl will bring his 30-plus years of experience to every job you bring him. CNR Power Sports is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR brand equipment. Bring all makes and models. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google. Give Carl a call at 608-228-7223. CNR Power Sports, your trusty pit stop for top-notch care.
More of your calls on the Deer Hunters Roundup. Joel here. We've got Gray. We've got Sausage. We've got Austin. And we've got Jane hanging out in the front office there. Rachel making sure nobody breaks in. She's our security guard out there and takes care of us. You didn't know we had a security guard, Sausage, did you?
I snuck right past.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, she didn't even say. You had to bend. You leaned down a little bit. That was nice.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm crawling on all fours.
You're good at that, huh?
Uh-huh.
Our title sponsors for the Roundup, Lena's Northern Pines Resort and Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wildwood's Taxidermy Studio. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Northwoods Realty, Bader Sports Center, along with Essential Shooting Supplies. All of our title sponsors here in the Roundup. The complete prize list is at 98QCountry.com. I don't think you can go to WCQM.com anymore. You got to go 98QCountry.com. And let's get back to more of your calls at 715-744-1006. You are on the Roundup. Who's this?
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. How we doing? I lost my sound effects. Hang on, just pause them over there. There we go, Elliot. Camp G.
Hell yeah.
Camp G Spot. How we doing out there?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Joel, I'm glad you asked.
Thank you. It's what I do.
I'm going to tell you, I came up with an analogy today.
Okay.
And it's like the most beautiful lake that's been out since.
Okay.
But you still go back in hopes for a trophy.
Okay.
Because you used to catch them there.
All right. That's exactly right.
Now, that's the way I'm looking at this. But, no, I'm enjoying it. It's been a great hunt so far. The weather today was just incredible. Quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing moving for me, but, you know, hey, you can't have everything.
Is the snow still sticking around on the ground for you out there where you're hunting?
Oh, it's just, yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, just enough to get you some good visibility, right?
Well, it's ice underneath, so it's a little crunchy, but no, mm-hmm. It's great. I mean, if I were to see one and shoot one, if I had to track it, it would be great.
Yeah, it'd be easy tracking, that's for sure. All right, so what are we doing? Do you have a deer stand, hell yeah, that you sit in?
I do.
Yeah.
And I built it this last one probably 7-8 years ago.
All right.
I would get her up, and I call it the Shangri-La.
The Shangri-La. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Couple Shangri-Las. Taj Mahal's out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yes, there is. Now, those are shacks. Now, this is just a stand, and it's probably as comfortable of a chair as I have in the shack.
Okay. All right.
No, it's fantastic.
All right.
But now I want to do a shout at. Shout not at. A shout out.
Okay. Shout at.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm calling it the shout at now.
Okay. All right.
And it's to the leadership of the DNR. Not the employees, but to the leadership.
Okay.
And I want to say, let's make deer numbers great again.
Okay. All right.
I don't think they should be appointed. I think they should be elected.
All right.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the pets.
There we go. That's what I was hoping for.
All right.
That's what I was hoping for. Because, you know, I think, you know, we hunt the big woods up here. And it takes a special kind of hunter to hunt the big woods. Anybody can go to the farmland and the southern zones. And I'll tell you, you take the best quality hunter from up here and you put them down there, they're going to score within the first couple hours.
Yeah.
So figure it out and move on. So it takes a special hunter to come here.
Yeah.
Now we just need the deer numbers to come back.
Yeah.
I'm tired of excuses from the DNR. I'm tired of the baby boomers aren't coming, blah, blah. I've been hunting up here for 40, I did it today, the math, 45 years. I've missed 2 years in 45 years. And I've seen the good, I've seen the bad, and it's still good. I mean, just coming here is good.
Yeah.
But if we can get the numbers up, I think we could get the hunters to come back. It's like that Field of Dreams. If you get the numbers up, they will come.
All right. So do you...
Anyway, I'm not complaining or anything. I'm enjoying it. And so is everyone else. And like I said, that's what all I have to say tonight. And I do have to tell you that the young buck last night, he was good.
Great, he's right here.
He's got possibilities.
He is a young buck, yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Greg's got possibilities. He's going to be okay.
Yeah,
now,
big
we have a nickname for the crew last night.
Okay.
We call them Yogi and Boo Boo.
Oh, no. I can't even argue with you. That's the worst part.
I like that.
Big G sounds like Yogi, and he sounded like Boo Boo.
Oh, right. No.
let's get the picnic basket. Boo-boo.
I got to do something about this now. This is a problem you have pointed out. Okay.
It's not a problem. It's great. It's fun. It was great.
You know, my instinct is, hell no.
Oh, well, come on now. So we got to end it?
Give me a...
Hell yeah! We got to get a hell yeah.
All right, very good.
All right, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Camp G-Spot. So to get the deer numbers up, what we do one of two things, right? We either get rid of the wolves, or we start slipping Viagra into the corn piles. I don't know. What do you think? Which one do you think, Sausage?
I think one's easier than the other.
and he's not saying which one either.
No.
I haven't heard that one.
I'll let them figure it out.
You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Timothy and Michael.
Hi, Timothy and Michael. Where are you calling from?
Snake in the bush.
Where do you guys hang out? Where do you call home?
Boulder Junction.
All right. Give us a report from Boulder Junction today.
We saw two nut bucks, and we saw two another ones after they left, kind of. And then a big doe came on, and they ran away.
All right. So any deer hanging for you there?
No.
No, not yet. All right. So what are we doing tomorrow? You getting up early and hunting tomorrow, or what are you doing?
I don't know.
You're not sure yet, huh? We'll see if the alarm clock goes off.
Yep.
See if you respond to your alarm clock. All right. Well, we'll put you guys in for the youth hunt gun drawing. We appreciate the check-in from Boulder Junction. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Timothy and Michael. They're conferencing in there. There's technology here.
Yeah, I could picture them both just kind of sitting there staring at the phone.
Yes. And waiting for me to do something better than I did.
Come on, do stuff.
You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, Joe. It's Jimbo from Camp Galilee.
Hey, Jimbo. How are we doing out there?
Pretty good.
All right.
We didn't see any deer, so it's still slow.
All right.
But it was pretty pleasant to be out in the woods today.
All right. Yeah, only about 19 degrees. But when you don't have much of a wind, that's a big factor, isn't it?
Right, and heaters are very nice, too.
Yeah, the heater. Are you talking about the cigarettes or the actual physical?
No. The regular warm.
I know what you're talking about. I said the word heaters to my wife the other day, and she said, what are you, from the 70s or something? Grab a heater?
Yeah.
All right. So do you guys name your camp, your stand, your deer stands?
You
name them?
You know, they used to when I was just started hunting. We always had like the guy who hunt with us, Greg, number one stand or a number two. And the one that I remember the most, we used to call the nosebleed stand, and that was about 2.5 feet off the ground.
2.5 feet. So,
but, yeah, I think that was my first stand that I hunted in when mm-hmm. I just started out. Yeah. But that one, yeah, that one rings a bell to me.
Just enough to get off the ground, yeah. That's
yep,
right.
Yep. It was perfect for me.
Sounds like a safe one to fall asleep in, yeah.
Exactly. It was just on, like, a tree stump.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. All right, Jimbo, we appreciate the update. Hope you have a terrific Thanksgiving tomorrow.
You too, guys. We will hopefully talk to you Friday.
All right. Camp Gallen Louie, we will not be on the air tomorrow. We'll be on Friday. Great. We got a lot more emails coming in, wcqm@civicmedia.us.
You bet. The Highland Hills Camp's been sending us an update every day. And excuse me, I should say, exciting news for the crew at the Highland Hills Frisbee Golf and Trap Range.
All right.
We made a big expansion. We made a big expansion in hunting land, pushed to the west into unexplored lands, put up a new stand. It's called the Island for now. We haven't had enough votes from the executive board to assign an official name. More to come. More news. We officially broke the streak of no bucks today when Random Hero found some shed antlers during a drive. As for live deer, ever since we've rebranded does as swamp donkeys, they've been much more prevalent. Collectively, we're up to several Davies worth of the peaky critters. Back at it tomorrow and again, hoping for a better report. Bus driver, Random Hero, M77, and the one Oak Ridge boy enjoying some steaks from the freezer.
That sounds like an acquisition maybe the FBH Country Club could look into. That's a pretty elaborate outfit they got there. Sausage.
Sounds that way, for sure. Yeah, we'd have to talk to our board of directors.
Potential future merger there.
Yeah.
To get a board of directors
shake up
first.
Shake up in the hunting but, camp economy.
But then talk to them, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Butterfly, checking in from camp. How many shots? Not seeing much other than the no brother good and lost seeing a tail running from him. We're hanging in and holding out hope. Thanks for the show. Thank you for checking in. Got one more for you. Hello, WCQM folks and fellow hunters. Dino from Camp Gunsmoke checking in from just west of Fifield. Another quiet day, but overnight buck activity on the trail cams keeping hopes alive. Still only two hunters in camp today, but tomorrow we'll be close to full strength. Shout out to Camp Porkchop Hill. We miss you. Wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Good luck tomorrow. Gunsmoke signing out. And like they always sign off, rock on. Peace out.
All right. And we certainly want to hear from our listeners at 105.5 WIRI in the Coosa area, 101.1. FM in Hayward. You can use that WCQM@civicmedia.us to communicate with us if you like. Let's go back to the phones. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
It's Nolite, Camp Nancy.
Camp Nancy. All right. Whereabouts is Camp
Nolite?
Nolite.
Nancy from Camp Nolites.
Gotcha. Nancy from Camp Nolites.
I got your back, Nancy.
We want to give a shout out to Duck Quacker out of Nakusa.
All right.
And then Blue Shoes and Rocket and Shooter.
And Cowboy.
Are they all down in Nakusa?
Nope, just Duck Quackers.
Just the Duck Quackers.
The Rocket and Blue Shoes are some that we hear from, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll hear from them maybe later, hopefully.
Yeah. So what do we got for Thanksgiving tomorrow there, Nancy, at Camp Nolites?
We're going to be out hunting.
Okay. All right. Nothing wrong
we'll
with that.
We'll celebrate it probably next week.
Yeah, sure, sure. Wait till that turkey goes back on sale again, you bet.
Give your thanks quietly after shooting a big buck, right? Doing it the right way.
That's right.
All right,
you guys,
Nancy.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Appreciate you, Nancy. Thank you at Camp Nolites. You're on the roundup. Who's this? Hello?
Beds.
Go, say that again. Who's this?
Beds.
Okay.
From the Wildcat Lodge.
The Bobcat Lodge. And whereabouts does the Bobcat Lodge exist? Where
Wildcat.
Are you? Wildcat.
Wildcat, I think.
Wildcat.
The Wildcat Lodge. Bobcat, Wildcat. All right, very good.
We need a fundraiser. Get Joel some hearing aids.
Shut up, youngster. Wildcat Lodge. The Wildcat Lodge. All right. What's going on out there?
Polar got a 10-pointer. Bucker got an 8-pointer. My dad, LJ, got a 8-pointer on his stand Saturday evening and a 9-pointer on a drive Sunday morning.
Did you get all that sausage? That was a lot of points.
That was a lot of antlers.
Eight, nine.
Yeah.
Did I miss Dad, I missed a buck yesterday night. Me, Sonny, and Dad hunted together and shot a doe, but we have to go find it still. Nothing for graybeard, half barrel, or pick and save.
All right. So you got a lot of deer, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Yes. There was a lot of bucks and a lot of points in there at the Wildcat Lodge. I got that right?
Yes.
Okay, I got that right. All right. And it sounds like you may be in for the youth hunt. Who is this I'm talking to again?
Bibs.
Okay.
Bibs?
Bibs.
Viv. Oh, Viv.
Gotcha.
Sausage right. With the ears. I'm not actively hunting these days. I need to sharpen back up.
All right. You're in for the gun drawing. Thank you for checking in there, Viv. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now.
All right. We're sorry on the YouTube stream. I think some of the callers didn't get through, but we're getting a little feedback coming through on the phone, but we'll deal with it here. All right. 715-744-1006. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Bailey calling in from Camp Beaver Lake.
Hey, where's Beaver Lake? Where's the Camp Beaver Lake? Where's that from?
In the big city of Fifield.
All right. What's happening down there?
My mom, Schnitzy, got an 8-point buck tonight. My 8-point buck, but I let it slide.
Oh, a little bit of some attention there.
Sounds like our 8-point buck this
year. Our 8-point
buck. Yeah, our 8-point buck.
So you've seen this one running around the area for a while, you're saying, huh?
Well, he's been taunting me on camera. I hadn't seen him in person until he was harvested, so.
Okay.
But nothing for me tonight. Two nights in a row, it's been a ghost town, and I almost got attacked by a squirrel again. But
wait, again?
Yeah, yesterday they were crawling all over my stand. I thought it was going to jump on my lap.
Well, having a pocket full of acorns will do that for you.
Yeah. You've been calling in for a few years there, Bailey. How many years you been hunting now?
Let's see. Probably like 8, maybe? Okay.
All right, good.
Maybe
good.
More, I don't know.
Okay, and you're still in the youth hunt category, though, right?
Nope, I'm 19 now. You're, I'm a year past that.
You're an old-timer now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm an old-timer.
All right, very good. How many people hunting with you out there at Camp Beaver Lake?
We only got, my dad shot his buck in bow season. He shot a 6-pointer, but otherwise, I'm the only one left.
Okay.
But otherwise, there was 3 of us.
All right. Bailey, we appreciate the update.
Can I give
camp?
2 shout-outs?
Certainly.
I'd like to give a shout-out to the guys over at Grand Doozy Ranch and then Camp Botulism.
Okay. All right. You got it.
All right.
Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. Camp Botulism was a gentleman that we lost a few years back who put that together. He used to do some sports for us, and that one always cracked me up. He was the head cook at self-proclaimed Camp Botulism.
Terrifying.
Terrifying and entertaining at the same time. You're on the roundup. Who's this? Hello. Who's,
hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Renna from Flying Dutchman's Camp.
Flying Dutchman's Camp. All right. What do you got to say for yourself?
We saw no deer today. Sadly.
Okay. No deer for you today. All right. Are you hunting tomorrow?
Probably, yeah.
All right. And what was your first name again?
Renna.
Okay. I like that. Nice first name. All right. What's your favorite food for Thanksgiving tomorrow? What are you looking forward to?
Probably the mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah. The mashed potatoes. You can do a lot of mashed potatoes for a little money. That's good stuff. Renna, thank you so much for checking in. You're in for the youth gun drawing, okay?
Yeah. Can I give a shout-out?
Well, certainly.
I want to give a shout-out to Old Man Bob, to Rick and Jay from
Gators
Black Back Fort, Frank and Jason from Grand Doozy Ranch.
All right. You have done so, Renna. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Calling from Elon Musk rocket, which is currently circling Mars.
What do you have to say for yourself, and why are you in a wind tunnel?
Yeah.
No wonder you haven't seen any deer.
Yeah. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
You got the old buck again from Tooth the Beaver.
Orv, the old buck. How we doing out there, Orv?
Hey. had to give it a try. See if I can get through to say howdy. And it was a fabulous day of hunting, just not much shooting.
Okay. All right. What made it fabulous if you didn't get any shooting in?
I have seen a whole bunch of nice little critters, and just to be out and about in those beautiful woods in this country is a good reason to say it's a good day.
Yeah, I mean, it was like 18 or 19, but if you're bundled up properly without that wind, it's a good day, huh?
Oh, yeah. Born and raised in this north country, so now I know how to bundle up.
Yep, exactly. All right, so who's cooking Thanksgiving tomorrow? You going to do that for the crew?
I'm going to let Al do that, and we'll go over and join him. My newest member is here tonight, so we're going to have a little bit more fun.
All right. Very good. Good to hear from you. Hope you and the family have a great Thanksgiving Day tomorrow.
Okay, here, my new member wants to say howdy.
Yes, who's the new
member? Howdy.
Who's this?
This is the old doe.
The old doe. All right. They let you hang around there, huh?
Yeah.
For a while, anyway.
I guess I'm the cook.
All right, very good. Well, you keep an eye on that old buck, okay?
Okay, we'll let you guys go. Have a good one, Joel.
You too. More of the roundup, more of your calls just ahead here.
Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin, a veteran-owned business, invites you to explore a trusted source for all your firearm needs. With extensive knowledge and a friendly staff, they offer new and used guns, ammo, shooting supplies, and expert gunsmithing services. Conveniently located just half a mile east of Highway 13 and Highway 182, Essential Shooting Supplies is your go-to destination. Visit them in person or online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com to experience their commitment to quality and service firsthand.
Sherry's Pub and Grub on Highway 70 in Minocqua is your haven for the home-cooked. Order the perfect classic cheeseburger or mix it up with cream cheese and green olives. And who needs tater tots when you can level it up with tater kegs? Wait. There are Reuben tater kegs? I'm going to Sherry's right now. Sherry's Pub and Grub on Highway 70 in Minocqua. I'll see you there.
Hey, Amanda, what are you doing?
Hey, Brian, I'm working on our radio ad. We only have 30 seconds to tell people everything. Like, we are the Seed and Feed located in Fifield on Highway 13, just north of Highway 70.
Tell them that we carry quality dog and cat food, animal feeds, bird seed, suet, and have a self-serve dog wash and pet supplies.
We can't forget our gifts, furniture, hunting blinds, deer feed and attractants, and bear bait.
What about Garmin, trail cameras, and our loyalty program?
And our website, FifieldSeedandFeed.com.
Did we say we're the Seed and Feed located in Fifield?
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, couple of flurries, low mid-teens. And more clouds around for tomorrow, scattered flurries, and a high in the mid-20s. Colder with sunshine Friday, high only near 20. Staying cold for the weekend, even with sunshine, highs only in the low 20s. Currently 21 degrees.
Find a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut Lake. Big G here, and this is the perfect spot after a day in the woods. Starting Tuesday, enjoy chicken and pork dumplings. Wednesday, pasta night, and Thursday brings German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. Weekends feature all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m. Prime ribs Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday. Book your winter cabin getaways at lenasnorthernpines.net and visit them in Butternut or at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin. Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, listen up! J&A Services Marine and Power Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin has it all. Visit our massive showroom on Highway 182, stocked with fly and climb snowmobile gear, helmets, goggles, and everything for your marine and snowmobile adventures. Check out hunting blinds, ice augers, dirt bikes, youth ATVs, and pre-owned sleds. Owner Brenny brings expert service and all equipment. Call 414-902-0449 today. J&A Services, your outdoor gear headquarters.
Gear up for the season with Ronert's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin. From blown insulation to cut heating bills to tools, windows, and paint, they've got everything you need. Family owned since 1971, they're here to make your building dreams a reality. Ronert's Lumber, your project starts here.
Good luck this season while you're after the turdy pointer. If you find yourself in pursuit of your own piece of land, or you're looking for a home in the area, or maybe you're ready to sell, reach to Northwoods Realty. We are the area's largest all-encompassing brokerage. Top-notch communication all the way while hunting for the perfect property, sealing the deal, then providing management services should you turn your purchase into a rental advancement. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. visit northwoodswi.com.
Gear up for ice fishing at Ross's Sports Shop on Lake Avenue in Phillips. From simple jig heads to top-of-the-line tip-ups and from licenses to professional guide services, Ross's has everything you need for the perfect fishing season, and they know how to use it. Ross's has been your family-owned hometown professional fishing headquarters for over 20 years. Don't forget Ross's for your wreaths and Christmas trees, too. Call them at 715-339-3625 and find Ross's Sports Shop on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
More of the Deer Hunters Roundup on YouTube. You can see us in live in studio on there. Look back to the past day shows if you like. 105.5 WIRI Nakusa, 101.1 WHSM in Hayward, and of course, the flagship station here, 98.3 FM WCQM. Thanks to some of our sponsors. Gray, we got a lot of them, don't we?
Title sponsors. Hey, yeah. There we go. There yeah. I am. There title sponsors, including Lena's Northern Pines Resort, Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, Northwoods Realty, let's see, Bader Sports Center, Essential Shooting Supplies. And then we've got some special big buck sponsors like Nemeth Implement, who not only put up that sponsorship, but donated the gun for the youth drawing. We also have Heritage Meats and Seed and Feed. We'll shout out all of our Spike Buck sponsors later. That's a much longer list.
All right, let's go to the phones. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, Joel and Sausage, this is the Bug Man calling.
Hey, how we doing there, Bug Man? How we doing? How we doing? How we doing? Hang on, I turned everything off. I'm just struggling here tonight, Bug Man. There we go. Ever have one of those days, Bug Man, where you just should, you don't go to bed? You ever had one of those?
No. Always bringing the A game.
Oh, of course, Bug Man. Yes,
just like
that's right.
I was singing your praises as a legend last night.
Yeah,
Gray and the Big G, he tried to, they gave it their best, but boy, you are really good, Joel.
Well,
that was my conclusion too last night was, dang, Joel is good at this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Bugman, give us some good news from Bugman Land.
Good day out in the woods. Interesting enough, I saw a bobcat. Usually I don't see bobcats in the woods, but this one walked by. I don't know. He was doing his bobcat thing, I think.
Okay.
And I didn't see any deer during the day. I heard one. I think the snow was kind of crunchy and icy, and I made too much noise, and it was blowing at me when I first went into the woods. So yeah. I know there's one left out there. Actually, there's three.
All right.
Because when I came back to the camp, there were two does in my front yard.
Okay, all right. So do you have a stand that you hunt out of, Bugman?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Do you have a name?
My stand's called NASCAR.
NASCAR, I like that. That's right, all right.
Bones hunts out of the Tower of Power One.
One. Just one. I like that. We give it a number. So there's potential for more? I guess.
Oh yeah, there's the Tower of Power too.
Okay,
There's a bunch of good names out there. I'm not going to share them all with you, but I am happy, Joel. Mrs. Bugman came home. She had a nice warm fire in the fireplace.
Nice.
So I'm warming up my knees. My knees got cold sitting in NASCAR day, and everything's good. And I'm going to be fawning all over Mrs. Bugman tonight because she gets these back home.
Do you think that's why she did it? She wanted something a little.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
That's right. That's right, Bugman. All right.
Okay, you guys keep up the good work. Talk
Thank you, Bugman. Appreciate it very much. Got a little. I got a little affectionate for Bugman. He didn't want anything to do with that. He's a hunter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Muckshoe from Camp Lone Horn.
Camp Lone Horn. All right, Muckshoe. Whereabouts do you hunt?
Presque Isle.
All right. What's going on over there tonight?
Today, like all day when we were at the cabin, we were hunting. We kept seeing deer coming up.
All right. You saw deer, you said?
Yeah.
But not on purpose, it sounds like.
I got my first deer today.
What'd you get?
I mean, I got my first squirrel today.
That's your first squirrel today. All right, that's a very
big difference.
Clear about that.
Whoops, typo. Autocorrect.
Hey, Ma, let me get the...
Ready?
Here we go.
Aim something and...
All right, how many points on that squirrel?
About three.
It's 30, huh? Okay. All right. What are you doing for Thanksgiving tomorrow, Muckshoe?
I'm planning on staying here, just me and Big Grizz, or maybe some other people will come.
All right. Very good. All right. We'll put you in for the youth gun drawing. Muckshoe, we appreciate you calling us tonight.
Okay. See ya.
See you later. Has everybody already had Thanksgiving dinner? I feel like everybody's got the dopamine in them already.
Later, dude.
It's like we're going in slow motion tonight.
Not dopamine. Tryptophan.
Yeah. Tryptophan. What's dopamine? What is that?
Dopamine is the happy. Good, yeah, happy that's, chemical.
Yeah, that's, oh, okay. Tryptophan. All right.
Dopamine's what I'm about to get when I open this beer in my pocket.
Yeah. But tryptophan is, okay, got dopamine. We need dopamine is what we need. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, Joe, this is Brute from the KO Shack.
How we doing there, Brody? How we doing at the KO Shack?
Hey, the beer is warm, the stove is hot, and the outhouse stinks. We're doing good.
Things are as they should be.
Goober, the myth and the legacy of Goober has been extended this year with a call that we got from him the other night. I felt like it was Snuffleupagus being revealed on Sesame Street is what I felt like.
Yeah. He got a cell phone. Now he knows how to use it. Well, I got to set some stuff straight.
Okay? Oh, here we go.
No. Okay, here we go. One thing is, he does set up all my deer stands. I do shoot all my big bucks off his stand. Okay, I give him a pat on the back for that one.
Okay, all right.
He cannot beat me in Mario Kart.
All right. I like that. I didn't realize we're on a conference call here. We've taken this up to another level here.
The conviction.
Starshar, she had the work all opening weekend, and, the camp cook, she laid the law down saying, hey, we need some meat at home. We don't have enough.
Okay.
Only Brute got that 7-pointer opening morning. We need some meat. Well, Starshar got off today from work, and the camp cook went out there with her, and wouldn't you know, she got a nice 4-pointer tonight.
All right. Ah. Very nicely done. All right. A little meat in the freezer. All right. So what happens?
The problem is, Goober's jealous. He's jealous. He goes, I'm the one out here by myself hunting all these big woods, and I can't shoot anything. I got that little violin on my shoulder, and I'm playing that sad song for
him. So what's Thanksgiving Day like at the KO Shack?
Oh, boy. Okay, well, we raise our own turkey, so we're cooking a 25-and-a-half-pound turkey at my in-laws, and then the camp cook is making some big Cornish rock chickens. We're going to be like a big fat bear going for hibernation around 5 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think, so after all that food, will Goober be awake in time for the Packer game tomorrow night?
I think so. I know one thing. We're going to put a stop-and-go light at the outhouse bar, or at the outhouse, because there's a two-holer, and I think that's going to be used a lot. So.
That's right. Just put it on flashing yellow, I think. It'd be good.
We've been talking about expansions to camps. It might be time to plan.
Yeah, I'm going to get one of those handicap stickers. Maybe I can get in faster.
Exactly.
You need to put a turnstile in there.
Put a turnstile in there, too, yeah.
Charge a small fee. You'll make a fortune.
Yeah, put that little dish on the back of the stool there, put a nickel in or something like that. You could get rich. You could get rich. All right, KO Shack, we always appreciate your guys' contribution to the show.
Yeah, you guys
are crazy. All right, good to talking to you. I'm pretty sure that was a conference call at some point there. I think we may have taken it to a new level here because Goober jumped in pretty fast.
That was, blindingly quick. Just came into that phone call like a train would.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy.
Well done, though.
You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Squatter.
Hey, Squatter, how we doing?
Good. Reporting in from camp. I'm standing on one leg and got my arm up in the air.
All right. Very good. That always helps the signal. You're sounding good.
Perfect.
All right. What's the report out there?
Well, Chungus and I seen some does and fawns today. But we didn't have any bucks come in.
All right.
However, The Big Show shot a buck today.
All right. The Big Show. I don't know. Is this someone from the outside coming in? Is it showing you up, or what's going on there? The
he did.
Show.
He showed me up. He showed me up.
All right. All right.
His well, buck's just a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
All but right. that's all right.
All right. So what's the plan for what's the plan for Thanksgiving for your crew tomorrow?
We're going to go out to eat tomorrow.
All right. That sounds wonderful. Yeah. Why not?
But, you know, we started a new thing this year, Joel.
What's that?
You got a couple pictures on the website. One is Wyatt and his first deer.
Okay.
And if you look at that picture, it's taken at the nursing home.
Okay. Okay.
And I had to take my buck down to the nursing home because my dad can't get out hunting.
Okay. All right.
This is the first time in 51 years that the man hasn't bought a deer hunt license.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, that's...